The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, 26th of October. I'm back at 5 p.m. UK, midday Eastern for the full show. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Get your link in your dashboard and be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Mercedes-AMG are talking about a car that's a couple of years away, but I thought it was interesting. The GLE 53 is going to be a plug-in hybrid, but what they're targeting is 30 kilowatt-hour batteries in their plug-ins, and so that's about half the size again from their existing plug-in hybrids. CCS2 connector over here in Europe, DC fast charging. You'd think the next connector would be coming to the US vehicles as well. So compared to the GLE 450e, which has 38 miles per charge, and on its like I say, its smaller battery, you'd think the AMG, the GLE 53, with a third bigger 31.2 kilowatt hour battery, is going to be aiming at 40, 45 plus miles on electric. Is that a sweet spot for plug-in hybrids? Because you're always going to be doing your day-to-day miles on emission-free, but you've got the extra electric power for boosting performance, and you can fall back on the combustion if you need. 60 kilowatt DC fast charging, 11 kilowatt AC onboard charging. I mean, it wouldn't be for me. I'm all about all electric, but I can see how that would be attractive. Now, Chevy talking about more details on their Blazer pricing and trim details. This sort of coming out, leaking out piecemeal, if you like. I'm always talking about this, but base price now starting at $56,715 for the one that does 279 miles, but for 320 miles, you've got to get the RS rear-wheel drive at $61,790. There are Blazers on the road, by the way. In Q3, they delivered 19 of them, but I can't clarify if that's delivered to customers or delivered to dealers. I'm going to carry on looking for that information, but either way, you could see a Blazer driving around now. There are some, less than 20, out there in the wild. Now, Electrify America confirming they need to upgrade their hardware in California that's 5 years old and very unreliable. In some cases, the so-called Cycle 4 investment plan will rip 600 charging units out of the ground and replace them with their latest Gen 4 chargers. Much better screen, display, longer cables, 18-foot cables, better diagnostics as well, so that their engineers can hopefully even see them starting to fall over and get to them before these units go offline. Great that Electrify America are talking about the faults that they've got, where things haven't worked, where they have worked well, the hardware that isn't working well anymore, and they'll have spent in total $800 million in California over the last decade of putting chargers in. Now, here in Europe, NIO's ES6 couldn't be called the ES6 because Audi have the S6, and they said to the courts, well, we could want to make an electric one called the ES6, and Neo back down from that. So it's called the EL6, and it's arriving now. 2 days ago on Tuesday, the first one, the keys were handed over to its maiden driver by Neo. Neo also launching the ET5 Touring. That's the estate, the wagon. And that's right up my street, because we need more vehicles like that. Who needs more SUVs? Station wagons, please. And so let's talk a little bit about LG, their Arizona battery facility, which was going to be making 2170s or 21700s. They're the cylindrical cells that you get in Teslas, to the 46 series. So 46 millimeter by 80 millimeter, that is Tesla's form factor. This doesn't relate to the chemistry inside, but these are the little baked bean tins, if you like. It's a form factor, but LG saying actually with that Arizona facility, we'll go over to the 46 series, not the 2170s, and we think that future-proofs us more for the customers that we've got. Could they be making for the Cybertruck, for instance, in Arizona? And finally, a Tesla taxi service is launching in downtown Tampa. Micromobility, microtransit, not long journeys, but $2 a journey. Got $2? We can jump in, go to one of the 20 hubs they've got. These are very short hop-on, hop-off journeys, but they're using Teslas for their Dash Tampa service. It looks very, very cool.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.